This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Lion City, Singapore this afternoon in the second leg of his two-nation tour after concluding his successful visit to Brunei. He was received by Singapore's Minister of Home Affairs and Law, K. Shanmugam. Mr. Modi is visiting the country at the invitation of his counterpart, Lawrence Wong. The Prime Minister was given a warm welcome by the Indian community at the hotel. The Singapore Prime Minister hosted him for a private dinner in the evening. Earlier today, India and Brunei signed an MOU for cooperation in the operation of the Telemetry, Tracking and Telecommand Station for satellites and launch vehicles. The two countries also decided to elevate the bilateral ties to enhanced partnership to further strengthen and deepen the relationship in all areas of mutual interest. In his remarks during the talks, the Prime Minister said, Brunei being an important partner in India's Act East policy and Indo-Pacific vision is a guarantee of a bright future for both nations. Mr. Modi said, India and Brunei are going to further expand trade ties, commercial linkages and people-to-people exchanges. A memorandum of settlement was signed among the Centre, Tripura government and representatives of National Liberation Front of Tripura, NLFT, and All Tripura Tiger Force, ATTF, in New Delhi today. Home Minister Amit Shah, Chief Minister of Tripura, Manik Saha, and senior officials of Home Ministry and the Tripura government were present on the occasion. Speaking on the occasion, the Home Minister said, it is a matter of joy that NLFT and ATTF have given up weapons and joined the mainstream and expressed their commitment towards the development of Tripura. The centre has extended the ceasefire agreement with the National Socialist Council of Nagaland, KNICI, for a period of 1 year. The Ministry of Home Affairs said that the Centre and the National Socialist Council of Nagaland, KNICI, have mutually decided to extend the ceasefire agreement effective from 8 September 2024 for 1 year to promote lasting peace in the state. The pensioners of the Employees Pension Scheme will now be able to receive their pension from any bank across the country starting from January 1, 2025. This will benefit more than 78 lakh pensioners of the Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO. Union Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia said that the approval of the centralised pension payment system marks a significant milestone in the modernisation of the EPFO. There will also be no need for pensioners to visit the branch for any verification at the time of the commencement of their pension, and the pension shall be immediately credited upon release. The centralized system will also ensure the disbursement of pensions throughout India without any need for the transfer of pension payment orders, PPO, from one office to another, even when the pensioner moves from one location to another or changes their bank or branch. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the National Teachers Award 2024 to 50 teachers in New Delhi tomorrow. The Union Education Ministry said that the purpose of the National Teachers Awards is to celebrate the unique contributions of some of the finest teachers in the country and to honour those who have not only improved the quality of school education but also enriched the lives of their students. In addition, 16 teachers from the Department of Higher Education and 16 teachers from the Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship will also be awarded. Each award carries a certificate of merit, a cash award of 50,000 rupees and a silver medal. And at the Paris Paralympics, India's shot put thrower Sachin Sergio Rao Khilari clinched the silver medal in the men's shot put F46 final with a walloping throw of 16.32 meters. He brought the country's 21st medal in the mega para event. In women's shot put F46 final, Amisha Rawat finishes 15th in the event. In shooting, Rudransh Khandelwal and Nihal Singh failed to qualify in the mixed 50 meters pistol SH1 event. Nihal finished 19th while Rudransh finished 22nd. And that is the end of this news bulletin.